Yeah, I wanted to ask you, I had this experience yesterday and the day before was similar, where I kind of switched from the awareness being very interrupted to being continuous. Mm-hmm. And it's, I really feel the shift. It's mm-hmm. kind of a rush.
Happens by itself.
And it happens by itself.
Yeah.
But what happens is that I get, almost instantly, I get thoughts like, I have to use this. How should I take advantage of this mind state? What should I do now?
Yeah.
And I try to search for some kind of method. What would I supposed to do now in this, when I'm here? And this last time, actually, I had a thought come up. This is how it must feel before you get a Vipassana insight. And then I realized, of course, that this is greed. This is so obvious greed, but... And it kind of faded away after a while.
Mm.
But I think I had this before also, that when the awareness becomes more continuous, that, I can't just stay with it and mm-hmm. be cool. It's like I have to do something with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. ช่วยว่าเลยตะดิสัสสะวะโหอะเช่นยะวะเออแล้วพี่เนี่ยตัวตู้สึกก็
เออแบบဝင်လာတော့သူဒါလောဘလို့မြင်နေတဲ့လောဘလို့မြင်နေနော်ဘာလို့ဒီအချိန်ကြီးကလည်းအကြိုက်မနေဘူးတဲ့သူကတဖြည်းဖြည်းနဲ့ပြန်ကြအောင်ပြန်ကြအောင်အရင်တော့လည်းသူဖြစ်ဖို့ရတယ်ထင်နေတဲ့ဖြစ်ဘူးလို့မမိနေ
Yeah ဒါပေမဲ့သူစိတ်ကအဲ့ဒါအမြဲမေးတယ်ဘာလို့ရမလဲအဲ့အချိန်မှာ
तू လှုပ်လိုက်တာ ਨੇ
It doesn't like interference, that state. Yeah, if we start interfering, then it goes away. That's sort of the natural momentum, yeah.
I was pondering about this afterwards, and I thought, but I don't really have that. I'm not thinking about enlightenment or anything like that. I don't have this greed like in my awareness.
Yeah.
But do I have it anyway? What, it's like... Can mm-hmm. I find the defilement and make it go away? So
what that makes it fade? Can you find the defilement that makes it fade? Is that what you're asking?
No, the defilement that the greed that appears when the awareness becomes more continuous.
Mm. Right. Tua, ai loba tua ho neba lo jin ne loba myo mo ho re. Da mae ba loba le tu ai loba tu ba loba le sha lo myo. Loba ma no ti de.
Loba tu khu ja jin ne loba bo tu
It's just desire for something better, you know.
Yeah,
some types of greed, you won't detect it when you're not in that state. And then when you're in that state, it sort of rears its head.
Yeah. So I can really only work with it when I'm there.
When the greed arises. You might detect it outside of it another time, but I mean, you can't... Until you detect it, you can't watch it. Yeah.
Craving and dabawa pini. Tu a lo wun lo niyama tu a tu lo wun lo niyama tu a chinan.
Yeah.
Dabawa a shenya vi tu lo tu lo bi so tu a lo lo miya lo tu lo chin.
Yeah, greed is so much a part of this mind that when any situation lends itself to the possibility of being greedy about it, the mind will come in and be greedy. Yeah, it just. Yeah, that it's so familiar with its... This is its like, you know, its bar stop or something. This is where it comes.
My yogi dear Pitolo, do I shenya la visui? And Lobaga do to Paloam, to Kulum, a cook to Piotolo. The Chewena, to delight it, Nyan delay into Penosova.
Yeah.
Not the Chewena. Paloam, Bulum, to Kulum. No Chewena, Nyan she need up. Mina not so well. Tadia Chile, Willa.
Yeah, Badu Pita. Oh, yeah, he said there was one yogi, he was like that. He got this momentum
Don't check your pocket when you
take
it.
Got this momentum, and he was familiar with the pitfalls of getting the momentum, how the greed comes in and then it starts to die. So he was more alert already. So he saw the greed arise, but he knew it. So the greed decreased and the momentum was still there. And then the greed arose again. And then again he recognized it. And then it went away and then the momentum continued. And then it arose a third time. And he saw it, but he couldn't do anything. He saw it, but the greed just got a hold, and then the momentum started to fade. He said, you know, that's how powerful greed is. It just gives us three nudges, and then gone.
Yeah.
Because the momentum of our momentum is not strong. Yeah. Yeah. Greed's power is very great. For now. His teacher used to say, well, you know, it's like fighting with the tiger. Sometimes you're on top, sometimes the tiger is on top. Just, you have to fight for your life. Yeah.
I have another question, actually. It's about sadness. Is it always... I understand it's aversion towards the feeling or the mind state that's there. But should I always go for that? Or is it more wise to try to divert myself? Or, you know, do something else? Do anapana? Or, you know, whatever.
Onera seka di se achineo machai di se achineo seka machai da onera no tu a pyor
basic chine machai
one khan za re se achineo
machai
pyor seka pya machai era onera lo tu pyor re ero da mae di ha o mye phyat tan twa amla mwe se ko pyaung amla re
phyat twa la adibe shi de
yeah you have to go through. Going through is more meaningful.
Ignore who I want to lose your job.
There's no reason to ignore anything.
Yeah,
there's no bypass.
Yeah. Go through our body, the Mawaja.
No escape.
If
you bypass it now, it'll wait for you further up.
You see what that sounds?
Yeah. Yeah. He says there are times when you can when you need to divert your attention, like when you can't handle it, you can't bear to be with it, you can't bear to be in the presence of that sadness, you can't bear to look at it, be aware of it, can't be reasonable with it. Yes, he said at times like that, we should divert the mind, gain strength by being mindful of something else. Yeah, he says it's wrong attitude that makes the mind want to avoid unpleasant experiences. If the mind has the right attitude, then this is an interesting object. Everything is interesting. Greed is interesting, sadness is interesting. All mental processes, all minds are nature. We need to get to know them. Yeah, Vipassana's nature is not to avoid and run away, it's to face it and to profit from it. Yeah. Understanding. Understanding is the profit. Understanding the job description of the defilements. If we don't face it, then we won't know what it does.
My my will to be focused or to be aware, let's say aware, is I think quite unhealthy. So it leads to it's I guess this is loba in my situation. And it brings me tensions in the body, usually in the chest, around the heart and in the belly.
He likes that when we, you know, he likes that we recognize we're meditating and, you know, recognizing if we're doing it wrong, that this is the result of greed. We can see that. We can see what effects it's having on us. It's good.
Yeah.
It's very important to see.
There is also the reaction against it. So I guess those arises. And this brings another tensions, and usually to the neck.
Now,
I used to think it is all the same tension, but now I think there are the tensions feels similar, right? But loba is before the dosa. And dosa is reaction to the tension, to the first tension.
When
they are both together working, it starts to be confusing.
Yes, getting more confusing.
And too much. Sometimes dosa disappears, and I can then the awareness is more clear, and I can stay with the first tension.
Currently, dosa yo wai no, but ma ti na uro sechi lo yar de le. The deep ocean lar.
And this can change the tension into different quality. It can be. It finishes to be unpleasant. It's different. It can be quite nice even. It's still tension, but it's not.
So when you're able to,
the quality is different.
When you're able to watch it.
Yeah.
Tu alo chilo ya bi tu o ma chai ta sain na chi da mhaw twa u swe di tin na ba da ma chi ya ra raung twa na kaung da lo ba. So that's interest. Yeah, the mind is not resisting the tension anymore. It accepts it and can be interested in it.
And this is my meditation. It's still changing. This both tensions are arising and passing
and again.
Yeah, he says these are the lessons, learning how to meditate, how to become skillful in meditation, and the lessons will come to us again and again until we get it.
That's all.
Okay.
I would like to talk about my experience of watching the depression state, which I was talking about 2 days ago. During the sitting meditation, I allowed actually the thought, one slight thought about it is a part of the story, so I just allowed it to have it in the mind and to watch the feelings and body sensations. At the time, just I was watching it, how it was processing. So it's like I initiated the process by the thought, and I was watching the feeling and body sensation and how body sensation was again like to moving to another thought. Mm-hmm. It was like rising and falling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I just was aware of the process. Mm-hmm. And I actually felt pretty calm. But in another situation, when I had very subtle, probably subtle defilement in the mind, which I was not aware at all.
Mm.
And I had to I realized it afterwards, actually, that it was subtle dosa.
Mm.
And then came thought that I would like, you know, like to have a bit of desire thought.
Mm.
Because of this dosa,
yeah.
I just want to, you know, like make it, you know, like opposite.
Mm.
So my mind allowed to have this little thought with desire.
Mm.
And I still was thinking that it's right attitude.
Right.
In mind, but yeah. It wasn't because there was already dosa.
Yeah.
And it overwhelmed me with thoughts, and completely I got, you know, stuck by big lobha.
Uh-huh.
And it got me immediately like overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And I didn't have, like, it went through the body sensation and it just like thoughts were coming.
Yeah.
And lots of emotions.
Yeah.
And to that I just immediately I felt like, yeah, this is like what was causing the frustration, and just I couldn't manage.
Mm.
And my question is if if it's possible to avoid, you know, the depression state, just like, is it just being completely
so when you're
aware from, you know, like from second to second, because it's like it's not possible.
Yeah. When you were in the loba state, so then were you still feeling the depression?
It's actually afterwards it came.
Yeah.
It was like,
well, the depression came after that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It came afterwards.
After that, okay. Tu thai ne kha ma tu nen ne usen pyo le atwe ta khu le be the bro tu ho ta khaw ga pyo tu depression phin ne le a la chi ne so thai ne a chin ma tu atwe ta khu le be pay win lite de ai story chaung ta khu le be a ro sao atwe chaung khan sa mu re phit de khan sa mu chaung khan khan na ko ma khan sa mu phit de khan na ko wa ni ti ha o chi bro sai ka naw tha twei de
o
naw tha twei lo tap phit de khan sa mu tap phit de tap phit de a la o chi yin ne तू आ ऐ ချိန်မှာဒီဟာကို तू မကြိုက်မှမသိဘူ
း
ဟောတတိမထားမိဘူး तू आ ဒါတွေကိုကြည့်တယ်ဟိုနည်းနည်းဝေဖန်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ तू မကြိုက်မှ
မ
သိသေးဘူး तू နောက်မှပြန်စဉ်းစားမှမကြိုက်တာ
မြင်
နေတယ်အဲ့တော့ तू စိတ်ကဘာလို့လဲဆိုတော့ तू ဒီဟာမကြိုက်တော့ तू စိတ်ကဘာလို့လဲဆိုတော့လောဘနဲ့ဆိုင်တဲ့အတွေ့တစ်ခု तू စဉ်းစားလိုက်တယ
်
ဟိုတက်တာခြင်းလို့
အေးပေါ့
တက်တာခြင်းလို့အဲ့တော့ဒါပေမဲ့ဟိုအစအဲ့ဒေါသတွန်းနေမှမသိတော့ဒေါသကြောင့်လောဘဖြစ်ဒီ
နဲ့ဖြည့်ခြင်းနဲ့
ဆိုရဟာမသိတော့လောဘအတွေ့လက်ပေါ်အဲ့တော့ဝုန်းနေပါအောင
်
ပါဝါပါဝါတော့အဲ့ဒါလည်းခံစားမှုတွေပါနေသူကသူလားဒါမှ
ဖြစ်ချင်တာလေဖြစ်လို့ချင်တာလေအဲ့စဉ်းစားပြီးတော့မှ depression ပြန်တွေ့
ပြီးတော့မှ depression ပြန်ဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့ဒီဟာ तू မခံနိုင်တော့ဘူးလေ तू မထိန်နိုင်တော့ဘူး तू ကအဲ့ခံစားမှုတွေအများကြီးဖြစ်တော့အဲ့ဒါပြီးတော့အဲ့ဒါလေးသိပြီးတော့ तू
ကအဲ့ဆိုရင်နိုင်မှုတော့ကွာဟိုကောင်လေးကကြမ်း तू ဒီကြမ်းတဲ့ तू က intentionally ထပ်တွေးနေလေ
तू ကတစ်ခေါက်လေးပဲတွေးကြည့်တာဟုတ်
စဉ်းစား
တစ်ခေါက်လေးပြီးရင်ကြည့်လို့ဆိုတော့ तू အစမှ तू process တွေကိုကြည့်နေတယ
်ကြည့်ရမှာစိတ်ကြောင့
်ဒါပေမဲ့
နောက်ပိုင်းကျတော့တွေးတဲ့ဘက်များပါ
ဟိုဒေါသလေးကိုမမြင်လိုက်တော့လောဘဘက်ကိုတွေးတော့အဲ့ဒါလည်းပါဝအောင
်အရေးကြီးတာကြည့်ဖြစ်ဖို့ကွာ
Well just a lesson he says the important thing is to learn to how to keep ourselves in the watching in the awareness
ကြည့်တာနဲ့တွေးတာနဲ့တွေးတာပို့ပြီးတော့ expect ဖြစ်တော့ကျွမ်းနေ
He says the thinking or the defilements know how to think much more skillfully than we know how to be aware. So, you know, they come in very quickly and manipulate our thoughts and get us sucked in. Yeah.
Yeah. Intentionally to take my love people.
Yeah.
The power change now, change.
Yeah.
You know who are change now? Because me, I young people. You are young too. You like. Then you want my feeling change now.
He says so. When. So if you are able to keep being aware, then he says, watch the, you know, the depression or the aversion or the greed as much as you can, if you are able to keep being aware. But he says if you find that any of it is overwhelming, right, the awareness is not strong enough, then don't watch it directly anymore. Then he says come back to a body sensation or something neutral, anchor, and just be aware continuously to build up the awareness again. And when the awareness feels calm and settled again, then you can go back and watch again.
I think I can, in a secured place, it is possible to do, you know, if, for example, if I'm at this moment, like in the center, in meditation center,
mm-hmm.
I don't have other, you know, like this is different environment, mm-hmm. and it's possible to do, to watch.
Yeah.
The state and to watch the thoughts,
right.
and to kind of like control. But if I get to the normal environment, to the, you know, work environment, to the like the relationship environment with the relatives, it's completely changed the mind state.
Yeah.
It's like I get to the patterns, you know, and to the it's completely like driven by the whole, so you know, like my mind is driven by the environment
driven,
which is there.
Right.
It's just like I realize I'm full of lobha and dosa all the time.
Yeah.
It's just overwhelming.
So dimacharo. Dimacharo. Oh belo comrade. Oh through protect lo pitharo. Dimasik ko ji ma so ya de. จิมล่ะคันซ้ําหมู่จิล่ะเนเน่ยะดีเลยไอ้เปลี่ยนยောက်ไปสวยโกอเมียวดิโกเนียโกไอ้นี่มายောက်ไปสวยเนี่ยบะล้มมะไม่อยากอูเนี่ยสึกก็แพทเทิร์นเปลี่ยนว่าอ่อเนี่ยไอ้นี่เนี่ยมาสึกก็ตูม้องนี่จะล้างโกตูม้องนี่อ๋อไอ้เฉยนี่น่ะล้อบ่าดิดอดะเนี่ยอ่ะไอ้เฉยไอ้เฉยเนี่ยจิได้แบบอ่าเนี่ยล้อไปโหแบบก็ปูเปลี่ยนน่ะเออปูก้าวน่ะคุณน่ะบอกว่าตะคุกๆโฟกัสเลิกตา He says when you get back to your usual surroundings like that and, you know, the old habit patterns of the mind are there, and he says there's not enough strength to just be mindful, right? He says then make sure you take, you're aware of something. At that time, he says, the mind is not ready to understand anything. So you're not being aware to understand. You are going to be aware to calm the mind down, to keep the mind calm in that situation. So that's already changing the pattern, right? So at that time, you take any object, one object, anything, and keep your mind on it continuously. So your mind is busy and not following its old pattern. Yeah?
Yeah, sometimes in the morning, I just make, you know, like during the morning meditation, just I make myself like saying during the day, I will keep, you know, like the mind calm and I will, you know, like be aware.
Mm-hmm.
But the it's very difficult to remember at the moment during the day.
Yeah.
Is there some, you know, like some hint how to...
Try again and again every day. ตัวเปล่าเลยตัวอ่ะเตียมะเนี่ยถ่ายเนี่ยอาคามาเนี่ยตัวทุกข์ตัวตริเปเนี่ยดีเนี่ยดีเฉยมาตัวโหตริโหตริไม่หลุดผู้สร้าโหเว้ยไม่ป่าวอ๋อบ่โหดอดาผิดตัดแต่เนี่ยมามาผิดผู้บ่สึกก็ฉี่ท้ามั้ยเนี่ย ငင်းရောင်နေမယ်ဒါပေမဲ့မရအောင်အဲ့ချိန်ကျတော့သတိမေ့သွားတယ်အဲ့တော့
မေ့သွားလို့ကွာထားတယ်တနေ့ကထားတာအ
ဲ့တော့ तू ကပြောတယ်တခုခု hint ရှိလာတဲ့ तू အဲ့ဒါသတိရအောင်ပြီးတော့နေ့တိုင်းနေ့တိုင်းပြန်လုပ်မယ်လို့ဆုံးဖြတ်တယ်လို့အဲ့တော့မှတဖြည်းဖြည်းဝင်လာမှာပေါ့
ပြန်ထားပြန်ထားပြန်ထားပြန်ထားတ
ော့ every day he said every day try again 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 and slowly you'll get it that's the way that's perseverance yeah
and also
ငါပေးထားစိတ်ငါဘလို့နေမလဲဆိုပြောပြီးတော့ဒါလည်းစူးစမ်းပြီးလုပ်ရတယ်
yeah he says
တခုခုမှာသင်ရှာတဲ့အာရုံတခုမှာအမြဲတမ်း focus လုပ်ထားစိတ်ကိုအာမထားနဲ့အာလာနဲ့ဟိုဘက်တွေးတော့မှာ
yeah he says
we ဘာမှလည်းတူအားရှိလာမှာ
first we give the mind a direction right we say this is how we're going to spend the day this is what we're going to do at that time so we've directed the mind and then he says you cannot leave the mind idle because the mind must understand that this is a goal that it's trying to get to then it must he says you don't leave the mind alone always give the mind something to do something to know
to say a pattern ti ni bi kwa ti ni lo lo ya bo
yeah so that because the awareness is there then as much as you can remember then at least at that time it has a chance to come back in and he says you already know the old pattern of the mind so you definitely know how to un you know
lochin bo ba lo
yes
so usually I find out myself in pattern talking to somebody with dosa and I'm watching it
tu old pattern dai dosa ro phit ne da mae chi ne de tu ha tu mien ne man no ti de
the did or thing with that you know
sorry what
I just cannot do anything with that I'm just watching it you know yeah, I just yeah. say yeah I just like dosa and yeah. I know it's not correct yeah. but I'm just doing it you yeah. know
သူမြင်တော့မြင်လာပြီဖြစ်နေတော့သူမြင်လာပြီ
မပန်ပြီးတာပဲ
မဟုတ်ပါနေတယ်လေဒေါသနဲ့စကားပြောနေတယ
်
ဒေါသနဲ့စကားပြောနေတဲ့အချိန်မှာသူကသူပြမြင်နေတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ထိလို့မရအောင်ဒီကနေစမှာပဲ
မပြရဘူ
းဒီလိုပဲစတည်ရမှာပဲတဖြည်းဖြည်းနဲ့သူ
အမ်ပြောဖြစ်ပြီဆိုရင်ဟိုဘက်အကြီးလာမှာပဲ
ဆ
က်မပြောရပ်လိုက်တော့
So once you see it he just stop talking When you see it stop
ကိုတီးတာအားရံပြောနေတော့ကိုကပြောပြီဆိုရဲသူအားထည့်ရတော့အားထည့်ပြီဆိုဟိုဘက်ကအများသွား
Yeah because if you continue talking the talking already has a lot of dosa energy and then you just become aware now that awareness has no power to stop anything
ဒါနေလဲလို့လို့မြတ်ဘာမှလို့လို့တီးတော့တီးဘာမှလို့လို့မြတ်
And if the dosa talking gets more energy then you will lose the awareness as well
သူအမရှိအောင်တော့လို့တင်တယ်ရပ်တင်တယ်ရပ်ပြ
Yeah so if there's a need to stop the dosa energy then you should stop it and maybe you're saying something halfway yeah. you remember yeah
and my last question is
don't have to be do do don't have to mention to ba ma pyo raw pyo lo ma pyo ma pyo aw ai chain ma pyo yin to po a chi la
yeah when he was a very angry person and he says he remembers when he was practicing then once he knew he was angry he would stop talking he would not let himself say anything in anger because from thoughts the next step is speech and then action but if you let it out then it gets more strong because it has to be stronger in order to become speech and then stronger to become action so he doesn't speak anymore so that he can watch just deal with the emotion inside
yeah joy leva paro ma tu
yeah and for him so much anger that if he started speaking probably he's going to hit something soon after that yeah so
pyo bi shin da ka paro
yeah he says something and then he
ma phit u ga ja tha ma ya
punch something so yeah so to not get there he just has to stop it when he knows that the mind is already thinking
can I can ti da ma ya
yeah he knows his old habit pattern so well so he wasn't going to let it go there
in this case I will become a very silent person.
Ero tu ayan ngain twa mae tin ne.
Khong ma bo.
That's good.
Ero hwa shei mi ya lo ai sa dora ne pyo le a chin pyaot daw.
Then that habit of speaking with anger disappears. Because it's a habit.
Aku a pyet patana a bo pasi pasi lo le.
Yeah, he says this is a real problem, you know, we kind of get naggy. We always like grumbling. Always grumbling. Yeah? Yeah. And this is because of dosa.
Watching the thoughts
yeah.
with defilements, lobha and dosa, I realized they are mostly, or they are actually attached to the idea of myself.
Mm-hmm.
It's in case there is a desire, it's something I want to happen.
Mm.
And in case there is, you know, aversion, it's like I am the one who actually is going to be affected by that. Mm. So I don't want this to happen.
Yeah.
Is it true that like most of the defilements are just actually like the cause is because we are really very attached to self?
All of them. Most of them.
Yeah. So yeah.
Ngane to to sign ni repo loji le nga jang eh ero tu tu ro kilita mya 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 ga ngane sign ni lo la du nga mya mya mo akon lo
nga kilita a lo ne bu jin ma
yeah the eye is the king of all the defilements
I will be hope you like all the defilement I will be hope you like
eye is the center of the defilement universe.
How can I work on this? What?
How can you what
work
You can just wait and watch. Wait and watch. The answer is anatta, understanding of nature. But the work is awareness.
Yes, but I have to, you know, like eat, and I have to, you know, like go to work. And
just watch all that.
Watch and learn. Watch and learn. That way.
It's from watching all this that you will understand its nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just the nature.
Yeah, just be aware of it.
Yeah.
It doesn't come quickly. You can't have a magic formula and suddenly it's gone. No, it's hard work. And it's a long work. You have to give it a lot of time.
Yeah.
To calm the mind down doesn't take a long time. To understand something takes a long time.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, the problem is we're all in such a hurry.
Hurry.
We think that we... not so easy.
So the mind is pretty much able to see the objects, also feelings, independently from self. It just is an object. So that it can handle quite easily so far. But so this is not so much a problem. But there are several other problems, like I want to know, because we are talking about understanding defilements. Mm. Now, the mind is aware that everything which comes up as object is nature, is as it is, but what means the understanding of defilement is... This is only part of understanding of a defilement or emotion or whatever.
That to understand that it's an object is only part of the understanding.
Yeah, it's part. But what means the real understanding? Is there? I don't understand.
There are many different understandings.
Yeah, but that confuses me.
Confuse me? Well, niama malari bro.
Yeah, he says, well, if you understood, you wouldn't be confused, he said. But,
I never understand the nature of what the nature... Okay, I can see that the nature that it is by itself.
No, you are not going to be able to do it. Upama tua ayo
lu na le ya me tua ti chin ne a tua lu mya hu
ba eh hou de ba so na le lu ya re pong sa a mya yi le tua a ku ki le ta o ayo lu mya lu ya de
di lu na le
da ma ki le ta lu na de a ra ba le de tu na le lu mya aw re
ki le ta lu na le de so yin ki le ta ta ba wa tu ki le ta ma kaung ne sai ga ma kaung ne sai lu ba mya da ba si lu ya.
Well, the answer is not much of an answer, but unless you understand it. But anyway, he said there are many ways that you can understand something. And anything that you understand is a valid understanding. And you can understand over time. You might understand many of them. Sometimes you might understand a few of them at the same time, whatever. But to understand that a defilement is a defilement... To understand that a defilement is a defilement is very similar to understanding that an object is just an object.
Yeah, defilement is also an object.
Yes, but the defilement is also a defilement. It has its nature, which yes. is different from a wholesome yes. mind. And to yes. understand that
meaning
that's just...
Meaning is defilement is not skillful mind.
Yeah? Yeah. That.
Very easy. Defilement is not skillful mind. Unskillful mind is unskillful mind. Unskillful mind is not skillful mind.
But to realize that, to realize really that it is unskillful, obviously. That's what he's saying. You know, to have a realization that this is unskillful.
Oh, confusion.
But
unskillful mind, unskillful mind. What?
Oh, Avi Mabashi le dila. Tu wa niam pi puro. Since I am ne, the boy part ne, but tu sura tu ti
de. 80% lang ko.
Yeah, tu ti de, tu ti de. Ero tu wa.
Oh, since I am ne na le chen na bulu
yam. Yeah, you already understand that a realization is different from understanding it logically. Yeah. So you already know that. And so and he said to simplify the matter, just when you know that you don't truly realize it yet, that to just recognize that. Right now, this is how much you understand it. You
honest,
don't understand.
Honest with it.
Because it's very honest, right? It's very honest. You are saying that you don't understand it, and that's very honest, and that's where it is. That's fine.
But
it's not possible to want an intellectual definition or intellectual description that will help you to understand what the understanding is. Yeah, so, yeah, just stay with it as it is now for you.
Yeah, no, I just want to say, okay, object is object, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, and let's say we come to a concrete defilement like loba.
Yeah.
So everybody knows how loba feels. Everybody knows how dosa feels.
No.
Well, okay. That mind knows how loba is. Oh, yeah. That mind knows how dosa is.
Loba is loba. Loba is not dosa.
Yes.
Loba is loba. Loba is not
yes.
dosa.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Loba nature and dosa nature is totally different.
Totally different. Yeah. But what I mean is this what is meant when he speaks about understanding of defilements, which is loba, dosa, moha.
Defilements
are
also
yes, and
when he says understanding of loba, dosa, moha.
Mm-hmm.
That is more far-reaching. Yeah. Then let's say the mind understands at that present stage, or not?
Yes. Tu apiora, uzim piore, loba abale, doda abale, moha abale, so nyane tira aguna le ra ne awaybe.
In the literature, experientially understanding,
to understand it intellectually and to understand it experientially, very different. To understand it. Realizationally, insightfully.
Then, when with the meditation, there's I struggle with one point, that is that when the mind is aware, it is a little bit afraid to concentrate. So, but on the other hand,
what was that again?
When the mind is aware, it tries not to concentrate.
Okay.
It tries not to concentrate. But then the question is if this is weakening the awareness.
Tua dadi thare khama tua tama di le malon dwa bo chu sa ne da. Ara.
Ai ma lo dao chu sa bo ma lo. Dadi kaw mo ba lo ne. Dadi kaw tu ti de.
You don't need to try not to have concentration. If the awareness is good, it will know if
he can know
there's the concentration is going over.
Well,
you don't need to fear it. If there's too much, then the awareness will know.
It will know by itself.
You have the information.
Oh, the dinya, I mean, I said, send the penny, you. Jamie Lamar.
Even if initially you don't recognize it, as you have more and more experience, you will recognize from past, if you had it one time and you know that was too much concentration, then next time you start to recognize the signs that is too much concentration.
Yeah, and otherwise it is still comparing a status of being mindful with being not mindful. So it compares with that.
The Rishi Rana Mashira.
Very, 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 very often, very, very frequent it does that. And there is a question. When there is awareness, when, let's say, also in daily life, when awareness is always there, mindfulness, how is it, then it must be possible to deal with any of defilements, or not?
Ema neina the di amye shire soe na kileta daingo amye handle lo yama bore.
Akon.
Only if it's strong. Huh? Only if the awareness and the wisdom are strong.
Okay. So that means attachment, things like that will go on.
Depends on which is stronger. If awareness and wisdom are stronger, then, you know, the other defilements you get less, more easily handled. But if they're not, then So how strong is the awareness and wisdom?
So don't
think about the defilements at all. Just think about growing awareness, samadhi and wisdom.
It seems that when the mind, I don't know how it is now in daily life, but here when the mind sees defilement, watches defilement, then it quickly passes away.
Mm.
You can see it's coming up all the time, coming up, coming up, coming up, all the time, all the time, all the time. But then it's gone.
Mm.
So therefore, I ask. Then you can get. You can handle all the defilements like that. It should be, no.
To a ima so ino blo mamati ure. Ma yeta maro to a kile ta paolai. Chile.
The same ho. Tutuwe.
Ena so in kile ta rain handle lolo ya ama vore.
Tutuwe.
Yeah. If you practice the same way at home, this is the same way that will happen. Everything same. Yeah. Same attitude. Same right attitude, same right effort. If you're practicing in the same way that you practice at the center, at home, after all, he says, the object is not the retreat or home, right? The object is what's in the mind and body. If you do it the same way when you're home, then the same.
But then it means even when people are aware very well, also in daily life and this and that, but when they still can have from time to time wrong attitude.
We have defilements or we have delusion. So while delusion is present, every now and again, some defilement will come in. Our wisdom is not 100%, so we will still make mistakes. We will still have defilements, sure. Having the wrong attitude just means that we have a wrong idea because of a defiled motivation or a wrong thought, wrong understanding. Because of delusion.
Yeah, but if people know how to be aware, then they should have the right attitude all the time, automatically, no?
No.
No?
No. Awareness alone doesn't bring right attitude. awareness doesn't bring right attitude as part of its baggage.
Yes.
It's two different things. So just because you are being aware doesn't mean you're going to automatically have right attitude. Even when you have an insight and you have right view, you might not carry it into all the time. You have right view and right attitude while you are having that wisdom, right?
I have a question about what object to observe. Today, when I was meditating, I was aware of different things, like something that I hear, something that I think, something in the body. And I was asking myself if I should choose one of those objects to go closer into it. And so my question is, if I should choose something like this, or if wisdom tells when to choose, or should I just stay with the different things that are coming up?
Dine tu ayun tatat di ti ni de. O cha ra ba phi phi khan sa mu ba phi phi mi na ba phi te khu khu bo ti ni de. Da ri ti ti ni ro tu sik ka sin sa le de tu ayun ta khu yue bro po bro focus lo am la. Ma hoi le po bro ayun sai am la. Mo yi nyang nga tu ayun sai te yin sai phu pyo ma la. Ma hoi le di aku a shi tai le ba set ti ni am la.
Di dai ba set ti ni de ke lo. Ti ni da o myin lo ya yin.
Yeah.
Ai pa man ni lai.
He said, stay like this, knowing whatever is coming up, so long as you can remain aware. And if you can know the awareness, stay more with the awareness.
Can you say that again?
If you can know the awareness itself, become more aware of the awareness itself. Yeah?
That the awareness becomes an object somehow?
More with it, yeah.
And another question, yesterday was totally different. I was full of all defilements and I knew I had wrong view and wrong attitude, anything was wrong. And whatever I did, even if it was metta, samatha, vipassana, going for a walk, whatever, it doesn't change.
So
it was the whole day. It was defilements all over, and the strong aversions towards all defilements on top. So, so my question is, I experienced that I couldn't do anything about it.
So just stop.
Just stop with what?
Meditating.
Yeah, okay, but if I stop meditating,
You can't change the mind seems to be on a train, and you can't change the tracks right now. So it's better to just stop. Otherwise, you just keep going there, right? Keep going in that direction.
So you need to change
the mood of the mind. Maybe listen to music, look at the sky. You know, yeah, just...
Or even do what he advised, to 1 point, maybe concentrate more to 1 point.
Because the mind is already in the wrong mood. Anything you do, the mind will do it wrong. And in that state where you find that no matter what you do is not helping, it's like quicksand. The more you move, the more you sink. Stop.
One last question.
So at that time, it's like the mind is it's like a gambler, you know, like obsessed. The mind is a bit obsessed, so you can't work properly at that time.
So anything you do is wrong. So do nothing.
Don't do anything at that
time.
Just change the mood, relax the mind.
Okay. Another question about thoughts. I recognize that sometimes when there are thoughts that are like defilement thoughts or something like this, mm-hmm. or unskillful thoughts that the mind knows, and the mind knows that if I let them in,
mm-hmm.
they will grow stronger,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it ends up like this mm-hmm. yesterday or something. So the mind switches the object and goes to the body or something to prevent not to come up.
Not to get sucked in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that's right attitude, because it also means to look away somehow.
Yes.
And that's why I'm
wondering. Okay. Tuwa atweri kilita anauka tunire atweri phit de de di kilita o set chi me so yin le tuwa ti de win ba ro me pu ro me so ro tuwa ayun pyaung lite de de
khana
ko pyaung shu lite
yes yeah
if you know that you're going to get sucked into a defiled thought then yes it's good it's skillful to change the object to look at something else. Yeah, because you already know you will get sucked in otherwise. The mindfulness is not strong enough to know, to observe, just observe it.
Okay. Thank
you.
Yeah.
It's talking about just now when the mind is like in an obsessive state.
Sometimes,
when you know, he said stop, and then other than singing or listening to music or looking at the sky or taking a walk or whatever, you can also try just reading a book. Maybe a book related to practice. Maybe sometimes it, you know, reflects something to you. Yeah, different things that you can try.
I had this rather interesting loss of mindfulness during speaking.
Yeah.
Well, first I was speaking with some yogis before the lunch, and it was okay. After a time, the mind noticed that we're starting to gossip more, and we kept going, or at least I kept going, and then the cook rang for the dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So. I did not do as usual, that is, ask if he's ready and ring the gong. He just did it on his own because I missed that. So I kind of rushed to sound the gong inside and on the outside.
Right.
And then for like next 10 or 15 minutes, I was, even though I was mindful because I had to do some things before eating, I was always falling like one step back in my mind's pattern, as if I was planning to do something and I was already late, and then my mind was together with that moment that was in the past, and I kept catching myself with that. So when I finally get to the table with the food, I was already thinking I'm eating. So and it was all this like a chain in a bicycle that I was pulling backwards. And when I sat eating, I thought, okay, I had to do something to like regain the mindfulness. I decided to even lose that whatever mind is feeling, is losing by staying with the object that's in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And first, like, listen to sounds around me, feel what I'm feeling or whatever.
Mm.
And then after a while, when I'll be, like, in the now, start eating.
Mm. Okay.
Because it was like more like as if one thing would pull another and pull another, and they were pulling me away from the now towards what I was thinking I should be doing now, which was something that should be done in the past.
But it sounds to me like you were in the future. Cause
for me, it felt like in the past.
Yeah, because you said that when you brought your food to the table, your mind already thinks that you're eating, so it's already in the future.
Yes, because I was like late to eat. In that sense, yes, you're right. You're right. It was in the future in that case, but I should be doing that already.
Okay, I think I understand what you mean. Dua, ตัวดีลุตัวโลดีเซวดีดีหาตะคู่ผิดแต่นะเซวนซาเสียกองเลยแหละตัวหลุเตียวเนี่ยสกาเปียวเนี่ยแหละเออตรุตําบัดพลาปาริผิดลาดาตะดิถามิแหละだแม้ตูเซ็ดเปียวนี่แหละเซ็ดเปียวเนี่ยตะดิอ่ะบลาดองโหดีมาตีเนี่ยบะแม้บลาดองลุนี่แหละสรอกโหตูคันไคลองเตียมาทะเมซาจิงตูเม่นี่တော့โหซุนซุนเช็ดกะตัวตูบะคันลองอยู่บรอตีไล่เด အဲ့တော့ तू နောက်ကြနေမှတီတော့မြန်မြန်ထပြီးတော့ तू မောင်းသွားခောက်တယ်။ तू ကမောင်းလက်တီးပြီးတော့မောင်းလာသွားခောက်ရတယ်အပြင်မှာတော့တွေ့မှာအောင်ခါ။အဲ့မောင်းသွားခောက်တယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ तू ကအခုထမင်း तू မစားခင် तू He says, you know, when you notice that the, you know, the conversation was going into gossip and then the mind keeps doing it, he said that's when there is awareness but no wisdom. So there's no...
The awareness alone is not enough.
Yeah, you know, so there's no wisdom of whether it we should stop or whether we should do this and stuff like that. There's no wisdom that's actually deciding what's right and wrong and going right. So, and then he says... Because of your loss of mindfulness, then you forgot to ring the bell, then the mind panics. And when it panics, he said, then there's confusion, and then you have this very confused kind of state of sort of seeming awareness. Yeah. And then because the mind is in a hurry, whenever our mind is in a hurry, the mind is always futuring. Because it needs to remember quickly what next to do so that we can quickly do it as soon as we finish this. Right? So, yeah.
ดูโกโลเพียงเนี่ยตัวก็อเมริกาอยากอยู่อเมริกันสไตล์ဝင်တော့သူဖောင်းပိန်မှတ်ခိုင်းတာတော့ဝင်တာတိတာနဲ့တော့ဖောင်းတာတိတာနဲ့တော့ဖောင်းနဲ့အဆုံးမှာတော့ဆောက်ဖောင်းဆလာနဲ့တော့ဖောင်းအဆုံးကြမှာတော့ဆောက်ဝင်ပိန်ဆဆိုရင်ပိန်အဆုံးမှာသူဆောက်နေစိတ်ကအရင်ရောက်နေရောက်ရောက်အချင်းဖြစ်သွားသူကပတ်တန်ဖြစ်သွားဒါအမေရိကန်စတိုင်အော်အဲ့တော့လည်းတဘောပေါ့အမေရိကန်စတိုင်လို့ဒါပဲ
one of his brothers lives in America. And he says his brother fell into the American style, he said. And so his brother was saying to him that when he's meditating and he's doing rising, falling of the abdomen, he says when the rising is beginning, his brother said to him,